W4DJW Mobile.
WDJ4KO4ZEW. How you doing, Dave?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good. How are you?
My first test of a new crossband receiver. I'm standing on my yard in an HT and then pumping out of the Comet on top of the house. Does it sound all right?
Sounds like you did a good job. It's full scale, full quiet. And I did hear a little bit of hiss on there. I don't know if that's my side. How about giving me a 10-second just key or 5-second just key up and dead quiet? Just in there. I don't know what that. If you're out in the yard, though, that could be the wind blowing across the mic.
Probably on my end, I've had some weird power issues I've had to work out, but otherwise it's other than that little, it's a little bit of hiss. Is it, otherwise a good signal?
Absolutely, it is. It's working good. Is there any delay between the time, like I'm keying up pretty quick after you unkey? Does it chop off any of my words? Because it's not chopping off any of your words.
Sounds like it's handling the repeater lag just fine. And then it may have fraction of a second lag on it, but I don't think there's much, if any.
Doing a fantastic job. That's usually the thing that you have issue with when you're crossbanding is that you might not get all of the words of somebody that keys the mic and talks immediately. You might miss the first half of the first word or the whole word, but it doesn't sound like that's the case there. What kind of crossband repeat is that? Is that one that's built into the home radio or the base radio?
Radio has built-in crossband receive. I'm using a mobile right now. It's a QIT 9800 quad band, and it's a mock-up of the ASU 8900, which is no longer in use in production. I've found it to be a fantastic radio.
It's working really good. You'll find that very handy. I used to use that a lot, but I don't do that so much anymore. I don't know why. I guess I used to use the handheld when I was out in the yard a lot more than I do here lately. I think that's because I just went through so many batteries. I did wear out a whole lot of batteries and had to buy new batteries all the time. Got tired of hunting for handheld batteries.
Yeah, I just can't quite hit Caesar's head with a handheld from my yard. So I was setting this up. I can get Paris Mountain. I'm definitely direct line of sight to that. But to get to Caesar's head, I was like, I need that antenna up on the roof. I think if I stood up on top of the house with a handheld, it might make it.
Really, what crossband repeat is for? And you can turn the power down really, really low on the handheld, and everything, it'll work all day long. At least that's the way mine used to work. But I use them day after day, week after week, month after month, and eventually they only have so many charges and drains in them, and eventually I would run out of those and have to buy new ones. And some of those handhelds are hard to find batteries for.
I think I should be on low power on the handheld, and then 5 watts on the base station, and with the antenna, this new to me Comet that's really helping out as well. My handheld's a Yaesu FT65, so at least it's one that's still in production.
I'm over here at Ingles, so I got to run in here and get some stuff for supper tonight. And if you're still around, I'll talk to you when I get out. W4DJW.
For the smoke test. I've got to go pick up my daughter from school, so I will be clear. KO4 ZEW.